and I'm feeling good.
The singer and civil rights activist known as the High Priestess of Soul was born in 1933 in Tryon, a small community east of Asheville. Nina Simone's childhood home, which has been vacant for decades, was scheduled for demolition when four New York City-based artists purchased it in 2017. In June of the following year, the National Trust declared the home a national treasure. And with support from World Monuments Fund and key state and local partners, is now working to rehabilitate and preserve the home and develop future uses for the site that honor Simone's legacy. A crowdfunding campaign conducted this year by the National Trust raised more than $33,000 to help fund the home's restoration. Tiffany Tolbert is a senior field officer with the Trust.
I think it is a recognition as well as a somewhat reawareness of where she came from. I see a lot of people obviously know Nina Simone, both nationally and internationally. They know her music, they know her activism, but really taking her story back to where she came from, Tryon, North Carolina, Western North Carolina, in this three-room house, and her exposure not only to music, professional music instruction, but also discrimination, as well as her family and their experiences.
Has the landscape in Tryon changed since Nina grew up there?
Tryon was a small town. It still is. It's a very thriving town. Always had a strong arts base and culture there. It was somewhat of a resort area where people came to vacation. And so with Nina Simone's family or the Wayman family, they moved into Tryon before she was born because for economic opportunity with her father, because of it being populated by those on vacation and resort, there was opportunity for his businesses. So he had like a dry cleaning services and other businesses that catered to the needs of those there. Where the home is located is the east side of Tryon, which is primarily the African-American area of the town. It's a nice place to go in the mountains of Western North Carolina. It has nice restaurants. They have a beautiful Nina Simone Plaza downtown with a statue of Nina Simone, and they're installing a informational kiosk in the next coming weeks, which will give people an introduction to Nina Simone and Tryon, not just this home, but where she first took professional piano lessons, where the church where her mother preached, which is adjacent to the home, and she started playing. So they were able to experience everything that influenced Nina Simone there in Tryon.
No wine, no class. Tolbert says they're still negotiating with all those involved as to whether the home will remain a residence or be turned eventually into a small museum. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.